Man plus machine equals... Augmented Humanity, page 150.
I think that the definition of being human is about to change a lot in the next century. I think that humans and AIs and computers will begin to merge and actually become somewhat indistinguishable from each other. This is not some Terminator scenario of the AIs taking over and destroying everything. But, you know, for example, I have a friend who has cochlear implants. He was profoundly deaf and then had cochlear implants put in. And I've gone to classical music concerts with him. I remember I went to go see Carmen. And there were tears, you know, rolling down his face as he was listening to Carmen. And he knows that he doesn't hear like a human being hears. There are wires that are directly implanted into his brain that stimulate the auditory section. It never goes through an ear. And he upgrades his software every now and then he hears differently. All of a sudden, the sounds are different, and he actually hears different ranges depending on how his software has been updated. But it's... He always reminds me that what technology did for him was make him more connected, more emotional. So I remember somebody was colorblind, but they actually have an auditory cue as to color, and so it sort of changed the way their brain responds. The implants that are coming, and they will be coming soon. You know, once you could implant artificial ears in people, why just hear with the range of a human, right? Why not hear with the range of a dog or a whale or a bird that can hear much higher and lower pitch frequencies than we can? That will come soon. And then when we can augment our eyes, why just see visible light? Why not see x-rays and ultraviolet and infrared light and everything that's out there?